Good evening, listeners. It is Wednesday, December 4th, and it has been an extremely long day for me, so I'm just actually getting to do my podcast in the evening, and I'm okay with that. But I wanted to come at you two all today and start off by at least giving you all my quote of the day, which is from an author who's unknown, and it is... Lord, I had it wrote down. It's in my thoughts. Hold on. It was such a simple quote, too, but it was, never give up, keep going, never give up, keep fighting. And this author I know, but I've heard it a few times, and I wanted to kind of, like, touch on that as we go into our social media rewards part two. And it was a very cold day in Tally today. The capital city was very cold. But you still got so much to do when, no matter, you know, the weather, you got to get out there and get it done. So many things to get done. So last time we spoke, I talked about social media rewards and what they do for us and how, you know, using your social media platform assists others, albeit positive or negative. And I wanted to come and, you know, revisit that and talk about why our platforms are so important, so valuable, and why they're powerful. Regardless of your mission on your social journeys, we send a message, albeit negative or positive, we have power. Think about, and when I left you all, I wanted you all to think about your social presence, the stance you have in it, and if it needs to be reevaluated or refreshed. And you could also, telling you, you can also work with social marketers to help you gear yourself in the right direction. And today I wanted to kind of dig a little deeper with the social media rewards and find out two things. What is your product doing to assist others in your communities, and how is your product bringing positive awareness? I think that a lot of times we don't take social media as serious as we should, because it could be one of the strongest platforms to condition a person with, and we don't see it that way a lot. But regardless of that, it's actually that way. We can be more harmful or helpful with social media. And if your platform is going in a negative direction and you wanted it to go in a positive direction, you probably need some guidance with the platform. You probably need a little bit of help in how you are administering your messages or even sending out your product. So I'm not a social media guru, but I do pay attention to a lot of the things that we promote or lack of promotion, and I want help in that direction myself. But I know a lot of people that actually use their social media platforms for bigger and better opportunities than I do. So this is why I wanted to kind of touch on the two topics that we have at hand today. What are you doing with your product to assist others in your communities, and how's your product bringing positive awareness? Your hashtags, your language, and who you're targeting plays a huge role in your audience. So if you're producing a product that is going to either better your community or hinder your community, your sales are going to be dependent upon that. We do have an issue with getting caught up in the celebrity takes on how we promote, and that doesn't already always work in your communities. So you may have to work with someone that has a little bit more experience with who you're aiming and targeting your product to. Is your product bringing positive awareness? If you've come into this business looking to build a platform based on positivity and being real with your consumers, you are probably not going to get all the positive feedback, because people tend to lean in the direction of negativity when it comes to social media. Unfortunately, it has taken on a negative name. It doesn't mean that the whole platform of social media has a negative outcome, because a lot of people get really wealthy off social media and they produce really great products through social media. So we don't want to get caught up in the fact that social media can be a complete negative thing to assist us with. Now, your product has to be a product that is directly benefiting the people you're targeting. If you're dealing with a product like Flat Tummy Tea, when you see them, they're targeting people who, they're targeting the black community, the black culture. They're targeting definitely some sisters. They're targeting women who have abdominal air issues, or they can't lose weight in their stomach areas and they have that pooch. They're targeting people who don't want to do a lot of exercising to get rid of it, even though you have to anyway. So they're promoting their brand to an audience that is specifically directed toward to pull them into that product. That's a smart move. Even places like Fashion Nova, they know that women love to look sexy and we love to look good. So that's a target for women, and definitely women of color, albeit Hispanic culture or the black culture. It definitely is a necessary target. So your hashtags, your language, and who your target is going to help amplify your sales and your goals. And again, how's your product bringing up positive awareness? Now, I've seen that when people have been targeting, that when they've been promoting Flat Tummy Tea, that they're also promoting exercising as well. I haven't seen all the Flat Tummy Tea promoters just push you to drink the tea. They're also telling you that you gotta exercise and be motivated and do things outside of drinking that tea. So if your brand isn't being honest, then it can't be bringing positive awareness. So I think that you definitely got to do a lot of research before you start promoting your stuff. You definitely got to know who your target goal is. And again, make sure your hashtags are very important. I go back to that constantly, because for one, if your hashtags are not if it's not adding up to what your product is, it can end up in a whole group of unnecessary hashtags or unnecessary posts. And you don't want that to happen. You want it to be where your product stands out. You're producing something well. I have two PR companies that I want to kind of hint you all toward if you need any assistance in marketing, media relations, and PR. These two agencies would be a good place for you to go. On Instagram, both of them are on Instagram. One of them is at Ebony Monique, and she's a published author and also a CEO of TP. She's the CEO of TP Agency and also L Bliss PR. This is a PR firm, and they also are over media relations and publicity. They have tons of experience in this area. Tons of experience in gearing your product and you toward the right way to produce your product and to be more hands-on with it. If you have any questions about any of that, you can at both of them on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure they'll follow up with you either through an assistant or an email. They'll get that information out to you, because it's very important that we use our social media platforms to better our communities. And if we're not doing it to better our communities, how can we do it to better our communities? I hope you all have an excellent week. The rest of the week is beautiful and great for you all. I like you, I love you, and I want you all to be mindful of human trafficking. It's big, it's going around, it's getting bigger. It's never been something that's been hushed and quiet about, but it's also something that's being uplifted more. And we know that the more that we publicize and give things attention, the bigger it becomes. So you guys be careful and be safe out there. And I'll catch you all next week.